speak this morning for a moment, a little bit of a different area of halacha. I received a shaila right before the summer from one of my nieces, who's 11 years old, that our school had taken them to a trip. The trip was to the Kehillah Mikvah. And each of the girls had been given a little spoon or something to tovel. And then when they came home, so our parents had asked her, wait a second, not so simple. Said, are we allowed to rely on the fact that somebody under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah had done Tfilas Kehillim? So I said, well, the root of that shaila actually really is in this week's parasha. Or maybe, depending on what you think the answer to that question is. The Torah describes that after Klai Yisrael went to war against the Midyanim, they received all the kalim, all the utensils that they conquered. So the Torah describes the whole process that had to be done in order to be able to make them usable. So they had to kasha them, and they had to be mitire them, make sure they weren't tummy anymore. And then the Torah also speaks about some other kind of a process, which is a little bit unclear what that process is. So the Gemara in Maseches of the Zohar tells us that that is referring to the mitzvah of Tvilas Kalim, that any time a person receives a kli, it was either made or owned by a non-Jew, so one is required to do Tvilas Kalim before one can use it, one has to put it into the mikvah. So there is a machlokes of Rishonim, whether this is a real din min haTorah or not. There's some Rishonim who take this Gemara mamish literally, that this is a real drasha deraisa, and there are other Rishonim who seem to say, this is an asmach to be ahama, it's really the whole mitzvah of Tvilas Kalim is only a din min haTorah. So the Ma'aseh says, no question, you have to do Tvilas Kalim, that's a Mishnah. Whether or not it's required in a Torah or not, only the Rabbanim is up for grabs. Mine nafkamina, you have to do it anyway. What's the difference? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the Tumas Hadesh, and one possible nafkamina would be, would a child be believed to say that they had done Tfilas Kalim? We have a general rule based on the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, many of us have learned that this past year in Yeshiva, that when you're dealing with a din min haTorah, so a katan, generally speaking, doesn't have ne'monos, the child wouldn't be believed to say something relating to a din min haTorah. If the din is only midrabanan, then probably in most circumstances the child would be believed. So now it's a nafkamina lahalacha. If Tfilas Kalim is a mitzvah min haTorah, then the 11-year-old wouldn't be believed to say they toveled the kli. If Tfilas Kalim is only midrabanan, then they would be believed. So I asked my niece the following question. When you toveled the kli, was there somebody watching you? Was the teacher with you in the room? They said, yeah, of course, the teacher was supervising and watching. So I thought that that's for sure okay, because the teacher's there and sending you home with this spoon. So then the teacher basically is being made that she saw Tfilas Kalim. That would be all right. There's one possibility in Poskim that maybe a child shouldn't do Tfilas Kalim, even if someone's supervising them. But Poshim Shah said that's not really a problem. It may not be the best idea for Chuz Brachas and Chuz Shlichos and Mitzvahs. Those are an array of other potential setbacks. But in terms of the Eved, would the tefillah would be acceptable? So I'm not relying on the 11-year-old, I'm relying on the teacher who hopefully saw, and by sending the spoon home, is in effect testifying for us that the tefillah was okay. So we breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief that the Eved, we could rely on the fact that the tefillah was done, and we hope and pray that it was done properly.